welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's nice and rainy down here in Florida today, but it actually was decent. We needed to get some rain in. We were getting pretty dry. Power went out a couple times, so the generator was kicked on. Pretty interesting to see that in December, but, you know, it's a nice, cool 85 degrees and rainy and humid down here, so it's pretty typical Florida weather. But speaking of weather, guys, I wanted to open up with this story because this is very bizarre. You guys remember we talked about in detail Australia last week with the asthma attack from the thunderstorm weather that apparently came in, that's what they blamed it on, with 8,500 people basically being hospitalized, multiple being killed. Well, this is very odd. Now, an extremely similar event has just been reported in Kuwait, where reports claim that thunderstorm activity triggered a massive asthma reaction and nearly 1,000 people were taken to the hospital. 844 people were hospitalized and 5 people died. This pattern is completely bizarre, especially since now this has happened back to back within about a week and a half. Despite the fact that this phenomenon has been sparsely documented, extremely rare, to the point of it being unheard of. Nobody's ever heard about this before. Nobody's ever seen this before. But now all of a sudden it's completely normal. It's thunderstorm asthma from pollen being in the air or whatever they're wanting to blame it on. This really wasn't even a thing, this thunderstorm asthma, until it just happened down in Australia 2 weeks ago. So what's very strange about this, guys, is this is happening back-to-back. And what's even more interesting, as I pulled this up earlier, is that both Australia and Kuwait have just changed their stance on Assad and Syria about 3 to 4 weeks ago. There's multiple articles here, one from ecfr.eu, Kuwait, the crisis in Syria comes home. Another one, Palestine Chronicle, Kuwait donates $5 million to support Palestine refugees in Syria. Another one just on ABC, Australia is considering softening its opposition to the Assad regime in Syria. Now, I'm not saying any of this stuff is linked because I simply don't know. I'm just speculating different things that are happening right now. But I find it very odd that this thunderstorm asthma just pops out of nowhere in Australia and 8,500 people are hospitalized. Very, very, very bizarre weather patterns we've seen lately. We already know that the United States and the globalists has used weaponized weather warfare on numerous occasions, and that we do see aerosol spraying in the sky with these chemtrails, with whatever they're spraying on us on a daily basis. So to see these two things happen with Kuwait and Australia back-to-back is quite odd, Dad. What do you think about all that?
You know, Austin, the older I get, now that I'm 61 and trying to figure a few things out, I finally realized that, you know, we found ourselves in a very strange situation in the United States. I mean, just look at us.
Yeah.
Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. The military destroys the weather. The universities destroy knowledge. The doctors continue to destroy health with all their immunizations. The food destroys the health. The governments destroy freedom. And major media destroys information and truth. And religion destroys spirituality. I mean, we've got ourselves into a situation in the United States and globally that we've allowed this breakaway civilization to come in with all of their advanced technology, 150, 250, 500 years ahead of the rest of us, and they're beta testing all of these different drugs, chemicals, diseases, microbes, whatever you want to call them, on us in front of the thunderstorm. This is all the program that they wanted to use to find out what the disease rate was going to be, what the hospitalization was going to be, the rate was going to be, what the absorption rate was going to be. This is a giant beta test done twice. The government never does a beta test once. They do it over and over and over. That's what the military does. They believe in redundancy. And so that's what we have going on right now. We've got the entire system has been turned over to the military-industrial complex, just like Eisenhower warned us about because of what happened at Roswell, because of the deep state secrets that they've had with the Exchange Stability Fund and who runs the actual planet. And Donald Trump's going to find himself in a very funny place in that he won't have all the information that he needs. They will refuse to give him the information, and they'll tell him he simply doesn't have the clearance for the information because the deep state, through the Rothschild banking cartel, through the Satanists and the worshippers and the sorcerers and all these people that are involved in Pizzagate and child pedophilia, are going to be running all of this. Now, guys, remember something for a second. A lot of the mainstream media is now coming out, and they're saying that the Pizzagate was a made-up story by the alternative right, and it never happened, not there, not true. Let me explain something to you and what they do. Pizzagate, I don't know. I never was in that restaurant. I don't know what was going on there, but here's what we do. When CNN and a bunch of other people start reporting on stuff, we have to report on it on our show. But here's the idea that I want to get through to you guys very quickly, this concept. What the media does, and what the mainstream always does, is if they get caught with their hands in the cookie jar, they have to discredit the people that are reporting on what was in the cookie jar and who's had their hand in the cookie jar. When Podesta's emails hit the week before Hillary's election and she was forced to abdicate the throne, so to speak, and not win, even though it was all set up for her, I mean, it was set up for her, they did not have enough time to do damage control to not allow Trump to win, because they would have gone forward with all of this stuff with Podesta and the soul cooking and all the other information that was going to come out on the pedophilia. They had to compromise and allow Trump to win. I believe that happened. God revealed it. God exposed it. God answered our prayers. But guys, listen to me for a second. They're going to do everything they can now to destroy the credibility of the alternative right media, including making us all a bunch of Nazis, making us a bunch of liars, a bunch of thieves, a bunch of this, a bunch of different disinformation agents. I mean, Congress is trying to appropriate $150 million to go after the alternative media from the Defense Department. Guys, this is what they have to do, because they don't want us to know that they're the ones that have turned everything upside down. They're following in the ways of Sabbatane Levy from the 1600s, 1700s. He was the man who basically said that you had to make the planet as bad as you possibly could in order to bring the Messiah back. Now, this guy was like a nutbag, guys. He was crazy. And Jacob Frank picked up his mantra with the Luciferianism, the Satanism, and he's the one who brought the Rothschild banking cartel into all of this mess. So these guys now, their mantra was to turn everything upside down. What is good's going to be bad, what is bad's going to be good. And the Bible says in the latter days, that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's happening now. I mean, when you have mainstream medical doctors saying that you have to immunize pregnant women, which was always sacrosanct, you never put anything into a pregnant woman ever, because you did not know what was going to happen to fetal development. Now they're requiring, that they're starting to require immunizations for pregnant women, and the Congress wants to go ahead and give them blanket immunity for any damage they're going to do to the fetuses. Guys, this planet is in the process of being terraformed. We are in the process of being changed genetically. All of this stuff is happening right before our eyes, and unless we had the alternative media, and unless we had access to shows like this one, or Hagman, or Hodges, or Alex Jones, none of us would have any idea what was going on. We'd be blissfully ignorant, going right into the furnace, into the fire, thinking it's okay, we'll have fun in there, it'll be nice and toasty. Guys, listen to me for a second. Don't believe the lies of the mainstream media. They're a bunch of liars, they're a bunch of thieves, they're a bunch of weirdos, they're a bunch of pedophiles, and they're all being controlled through the Sabbatane Levy Rothschild banking cartel. Satanism is running amok on this planet. It always has. Started back with the Druids, started back with the fallen angels. They're worshiping their leader, Lucifer. That's what they're doing, and they want to bring him into power, and they're trying to open up all these gates now with CERN to bring more entities into this planet, more demons, more minions from hell, all of this stuff. They want to open it up and have a free-for-all on us. Guys, we have to stand in truth, stand in the aggregate, and we have to continue to pray, because our prayers will change the entire fabric of space-time. We saw that with Trump, and we've got to hold his feet to the fire, and we've got to make sure that he stays righteous to the best of his abilities and not fall into the trap of the New World Order. And that's my opening statement today, Austin.
And you're 100% accurate on that. And the thing is, guys, waking other people up and making them open their eyes and realize what's going on. I mean, we just saw today now the European Union is demanding that Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all social media online censor illegal hate speech within 24 hours, and that content includes fake news in their listing, a term now that is so broad that it includes literally every type of perfectly legitimate news content. All the mainstream media is doing, I mean, I talked about this yesterday, they're so vague in their interpretation of fake news. They never use a specific statement or cite a source or a research study or something that we talk about to describe it as fake news. They're using it as anything they don't agree with that does not go with the mainstream narrative. It is labeled fake news now. The European Union, guys, not a state, not a county, the entire European Union is demanding that all social media have any type of fake news or hate speech blocked within 24 hours. This is all about blocking the social media because how effective of a tool it is to get truth out. Now I'm saying, I'm not saying all you know, social media is good. A lot of Facebook, a lot of stuff is garbage on there. But you see aspects like Twitter, why Trump uses Twitter all the time. When you can take something and broadcast it out to 30 million followers literally within seconds, and it's uncensored and uncontrolled, it puts a really, really big sword in the side of the globalist propaganda agenda known as the mainstream media. Because they can't sit there and control every aspect of the media when you see stuff like this. You see now the Washington Post, when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, they came out with their just absolute ridiculous piece stating over 200 different independent media websites were basically pawns of Russia and that they were fake news. This is what started this whole thing. And now what they're doing is they're trying to create a news monopoly. They thought they had done it before with the mainstream media and online with CNN and everything else. They really thought it was decent and under control. But they saw with the election and everything that happened with Podesta emails, with the WikiLeaks, with all the stuff that got out online, and it was the truth, they did not realize the database was that big for people that wanted to see real news, what's going on. And so we see, like, the four main aspects we're seeing now is the war on cash, the war on automobiles, the war on internet, and the war on news. These are the four main ones that are really hitting hard now. We just saw with cash with what happened with India. We've seen what happened with Cyprus. And we see now that multiple people in the United States have been calling to basically get rid of the $100 bill. I talked about that a few months ago. We see the war on automobiles with the driverless cars, with the OnStar, with the EPA regulations, with what we saw with Volkswagen. They're doing everything they can to keep us as much under control as possible with our vehicles so they do not let us travel freely and unmolested without any type of restrictions. Then we see the internet, which they've talked about before, the Internet Freedom Act, which is a complete opposite. They want to track every single IP address and make you have login IDs so they know every single website you've ever been to and they can tie it right to you. And now we see the whole thing with fake news about them trying to restrict every aspect of what we get when it comes to news. And remember, guys, the news, we can still push this. The radio show, we have us, we have Dave Hodges, we have Hagman, we have InfoWars, we have lots of different outlets still. And even if they do try and cripple the internet and restrict it, there's still going to be ways for us to access it and get it out that we've talked about before. One of the biggest aspects that I keep telling people over and over and over again, and a lot of people look at me with this blank face when I talk to them, you have to utilize cash. Do not rely on your credit cards for use of purchases all the time. A, they're tracked on every single thing you can do. B, they can be turned off at any specific time. And C, the more you use your cards, the less demand they see for cash coming out of the banks, which shows them it's going to be easier and easier to completely get rid of cash. Remember, all transactions can be looked at by the government if it's done by a card. Don't care where you're at, anywhere. Anything you put on a card can be used and tracked. A lot of people go, well, I don't care about that. I'm not doing anything illegal. That's fine. Neither am I. But just understand every purchase is tracked. So if you're doing something, say the government says, well, you're not allowed to buy ammunition anymore without an ID. Well, all of a sudden you buy something with a credit card, they track it. They automatically issue a warrant for your arrest now. That's how quickly it goes tyrannical. Also, too, remember, once it goes digital, if they accomplish this, money can be frozen or confiscated by the government for any reason, including something stupid like saying, you're working with the Russians, you have a radio show, you're doing something we don't agree with, bam, they freeze your accounts. Every aspect of your monetary base is completely frozen now. Also, too, taxes. This is one of the biggest aspects. IRS, all this stuff we see with the government, if they set up a digital base, a digital currency, taxes will be automatically extracted from your money, your savings, transactions, all of it without your consent or knowledge. This means the government will no longer have to rely on you to report your earnings to the IRS. They can simply confiscate a percentage of all your earnings and expenditures according to whatever rate or schedules they desire or come up with. They can even come up with random percentages and say, well, now we've found that you've purchased this in this state, which means you've driven X amount of miles because we have it tracked on your vehicle as well. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to confiscate another driving tax out of your income as well that you don't even approve of. There's nothing you can say about it on top of the negative interest rates that we're probably going to see in the future. All this stuff, guys, is collaborating together to make one giant globalist tyrannical government. That's why everybody needs to be awake right now and understand what's going on and do the best you can not to give in to this nonsense. The fake news is all about controlling the mainstream narrative and telling you what to think and what to believe. That's what it's all about, guys. That's why it's so important you get our show out there, all the alternative media shows out there, and wake as many people up as possible, because I know it's possible. I know it's possible. We can wake a lot more people up, and we have to start doing it, guys, because if we don't, it will be the fall of the United States if we cannot keep this country together by waking up the sleeping giant, which is essentially the American population that is very well armed and ready to defend itself against any foreign or domestic invasion, Death.
That was exactly right. And what happens is if the American giant doesn't awaken and America falls, which I think we saw the American giant rolled over and put Trump in, okay, because he was putting 20 and 30,000 people into his rallies. I think the American giant has had enough. I think there's enough alternative news out there, which they never counted on losing the ability to control the media. My mom told me in Germany, everything that Goebbels put out was pro-Nazi propaganda after Hitler took power in 33, everything. All the media, all the newspapers, all the radio, all the news reels that they played for the German people in the movie theaters and in assembly halls was all specifically designed to be propaganda. Probably one of the best propaganda pieces I've ever seen was Triumph of the Will. Now, guys, I don't agree with the message they were coming across with in that movie, but you can watch it online. It's black and white, and it is probably the best propaganda piece I've ever seen in my entire life. It's all in German, but it has subcaptions now, all in English if you want to watch it in the English version. And it's breathtaking. The movie is so well done. And this is what they showed the German people. This is the unity they put together because they controlled the media. They controlled the radio. They controlled the print. They controlled these films they were putting out. It was all about keeping the German people brainwashed into believing that they could do anything they wanted to do, including conquer the entire planet, and it didn't make any difference how they did it. Now remember, you have the SS. There's two different versions of the SS. There's the one, the advanced military group, and then you also have the ones that follow the Schwarze Sonne. Now that means the Black Sun, which is a Satan group. And so you've got to realize who these guys were, and they had it in their castle there, in the Wiesel Castle. And so I'll talk about that on another show. But guys, this whole thing goes back to Aleister Crowley, back to Luciferism, back to talking to other interdimensional entities. It's all real. The Bible's real. Now, the reason they've been able to get us to this point of ridiculing us when we talk about this is they've destroyed spirituality with religion. They destroyed spirituality by telling you that if you believe in God and you don't believe in evolution, that you're a fool, that you're basically a joke, and you're going to be discredited. Years ago, we had a professor at Florida State University. His name was Lucas, and I took him for genetics. And he's a great professor, very, very good, excellent. I had another professor in a similar course, and he wasn't very good. This guy was extremely, extremely good. And I'll never forget what he said and what he did one time. He was talking to us about evolution and the fall and the origin of man and Darwinism and all that. And finally, one of the kids in the classroom asked him in this secular university, but this is 40 years ago, they said, "Do you believe, Dr. Lucas, in the theory of evolution with Darwin?" And he started laughing and he goes, "Well," he said, "I'll be honest with you. I said, that was what I did my doctoral dissertation on, the theory of evolution and the plausibility of it. And I extracted it as far as from a mathematical model. And I basically determined that the universe would have to be like 1 to the 10th to the 200th power old in order to have achieved this, which means it's not possible. The universe is not that old from carbon dating." And he goes, "It's not possible. It didn't happen that way." The following semester, he was terminated at Florida State University. He had the audacity to say something that he didn't have tenure. Now, I don't know why he was terminated. I have no idea because it was decades ago, half a century ago. But the reality is this. He wasn't there. He was gone. One of the best professors I've ever had at FSU. These secular universities, they destroy knowledge. They destroy the truth. You know, I've got a medical doctor who's a friend of mine, and I've done everything I can to try to convince him that immunizations are bad. So I started sending him links after links after links on immunizations. Now he didn't even talk to me anymore, supposedly. I guess he wasn't much of a friend. I guess I should say he's an acquaintance. And he's just angry. He's angry because he doesn't want to believe the truth. He doesn't want to see the truth because, remember, the universities have destroyed the knowledge. The knowledge they're trying to get you to learn is that how you can major in gay and lesbian studies and go out and find a job. You can go out and major in black history and you go out and find a job. You can go out and major in philosophy and you can find a job. You can go out and major in some underwater basket weaving major and you can get a job. Are you kidding me? This is why 80% of the kids who go to college and never use their degrees, but yet they're still saddled, the majority of them, with massive amounts of college debt, sometimes into the hundreds of thousands of dollars for these completely useless degrees. Some of these degrees can only be utilized if you get a master's degree in that same useless topic and you get a doctorate in that same useless topic and you start teaching that same useless topic at the university. Because if you get out into the real world and you try to get a job with underwater basket weaving or gay and lesbian studies, unless you're working for the gay and lesbian coalition, you're not going to get a job. It ain't going to happen. So guys, that's one of the big problems I have with supporting major universities. This is why I've never sent any support money or any contributions to Florida State University. They contacted me several years ago and they asked me to donate some money to them. And the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences actually came down here on a private jet to meet with me with some of his staff because they wanted to know how I had become so successful. And I explained to them very quickly that was basically really prayer and hard work and the good Lord, that I had become a Christian at Florida State University. And they wanted me to basically support them and give them some money and make a donation. And my response was very simply this: guys, I've got a problem with what you do at Florida State. You have your gay and lesbian studies. And they said, well, we don't have to have you give the money to gay and lesbian studies. We can have you give it to something else. And I said, well, what you don't understand is this. Money is fungible. In other words, if I give my money to one specific organization or group at Florida State University for something they have a need for, they can move money from something else that they were going to use for that particular topic or need and move it over to gay and lesbian studies. In other words, I indirectly supported gay and lesbian studies. Last year, my father-in-law had called me up, and his son, last year my father-in-law called me up, and his son, who was a drug addict, was my wife's half-brother, had basically bamboozled his father, my wife's father, into giving him pretty much his life savings in order to facilitate his drug habit. My father-in-law never put the correlation together, and my wife's half-brother had become just absolutely just never-tell-the-truth liar. And what ended up happening is I finally told her dad, look, I'm not going to support you by giving you money so you can give money to her brother. I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, not without getting a blood test and everything else to make sure the guy's not on drugs or on opiates. And, of course, he refused to take that test. That's the point I'm trying to make with all of this, guys. Be very careful in your giving at your churches, online. Be very careful with the organizations that you support because you don't know what they're doing with your support money. Good Lord, they could be having big parties every night getting drunk. You don't know what they're doing. Know who you're giving money to. That's why I tell you guys so carefully, don't send money to TV evangelists. Look at T.D. Jakes. He openly supported Clinton having Oprah Winfrey on his show to go against Donald Trump before the election. Shame on you, T.D. Jakes. Shame on you. I will never support you. I will never send you a single penny because of what you did. Because, guys, listen to me. If we don't stand for righteousness, at least what the Bible defines as righteousness, and we don't stand for what we know is true, how in the world are we going to stand before God Almighty and give account for what we've done and make God say, well done, good and faithful servant? I mean, guys, think through this for a second. Every single thing that we do is recorded. Now, because we're under grace by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, everything that we do that we confess that's wrong, God puts in his seal for forgetfulness. I understand all of that. But guys, listen to me for a second. It says that we're supposed to honor God by doing what pleases him. You know, doing things like completely covering your body in heathen tattoos and all that kind of stuff, that doesn't please God. I mean, I know I picked on a sore topic there because I'm sure a lot of my listeners have tattoos. And guys, I got that, okay? But, you know, the Bible says in the Old Testament not to do that because that was a form of idol worship. Now you say, well, I don't like that. Well, okay, then that's okay. If you want to have a tattoo, if you've got one and you didn't know about all that, that's okay. But guys, the same thing. If you're going out and getting drunk on the weekends because you think it's okay, it's not okay. None of that stuff's okay. You got to realize that we need to bring honor and glory to God. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon finishes that by saying, the soul hold there, he says, everything's the same. Nothing's new under the sun. The sole duty of man is to serve God and obey his commandments. That, guys, that's it. Now in the New Testament, we get to go another whole notch. We get to actually go into covenant with God Almighty through Christ Jesus, through the blood of Christ. We've talked about that many times on the show, which allows us the ability to put Lucifer under our feet. And that's what the globalists know. They know when the Christians get together, and not the Christian religion as far as in the church in which everybody's in a fit because, you know, somebody's sitting in their pew. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the real first century Christian church that took over the entire Roman Empire within a couple hundred years. That's what I'm talking about, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the gospel, the power of the good news. That's the church I'm talking about, not this religious hierarchy that's been built around the Catholic Church and then split off by Calvin and Luther that's turned into another religious hierarchy. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the TV evangelists that have these lavish lifestyles. I'm not talking about those guys. What I'm talking about is the real church, the church of Jesus that we can go to on the weekends if we'd like, or have in-home Bible studies, or we can meet with him every single day in prayer and commune with him on an individual basis. That's what I'm talking about. And if we all do that and we all start praying together in the aggregate, we'll turn this country back around. But if we don't, we're going to have more of the same. And these crazy media people now are doing their best to totally and completely discredit the alternative news. I personally am not, I really don't know why Alex Jones is still on the air with 28 million listeners every week. I haven't figured that out yet. I really don't know. I don't know why he hasn't come under unbelievable attack. I really don't know, because that boy has got a huge, huge listenership, and we need to pray for him and make sure that he stays safe. And we need to make sure that he stays righteous in God's eyes. And we need to pray that he stops drinking as much as he does, because he's talked about that repeatedly on the air, that he likes to drink at night. We've got to pray that all that stops and he starts walking the walk and talking the talk. Because I like Alex. He's the tip of the spear. He's the one that's out there that's really just stirring this thing up for all of us. Because remember, he's the one that's been around doing this for over 20 years. But guys, all of us have weaknesses that they're going to try to exploit. So guys, stay frosty. Stay righteous and realize that we're all in this together. We're all in this as an aggregate, and we all need to be praying together so we can all win this victory for Jesus Christ. By the way, next story I want to talk about. 10 corporations have a monopoly on almost everything you buy at the supermarket. And by the way, these same 10 corporations, through their interlocking corporate directorships and basically stock purchases and stock options, pretty much are owned by all the banks. The corporations include Nestle, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, Unilever, Danone, General Mills, Kellogg's, Mars, Associated British Foods, and Mondelez. Each and every one of these companies makes billions of dollars each year in revenue and have spread their presence across the globe. Guys, this monopoly on food is a major, major problem. These are the guys that, you know, have put together that huge monopoly, you know, Archer Daniel Midland in the Midwest, that have bought up all of these family farms and their subsidiaries that have gone in and taken all of these family farmers out of business to control food production. Guys, the United States used to have independent farmers everywhere that were the breadbasket of the world pretty much. And these guys are pretty much all gone now. My grandfather was one of those back in the late 1800s. My father was one of those in Iowa. My brother's still on the farm up in Iowa right now. But guys, we have to understand that this is not okay. That's why they were able to exert so much power over Whole Foods, because so much of the food at Whole Foods is GMO food. So much of it is non-organic. I remember the first time I went to the food buffet at Whole Foods, and it's extremely expensive. I mean, Austin, you've been there with me. It's extremely expensive. I mean, a plate of food can run you $25 or $30. I mean, it's crazy. And what's nutty about it is I thought it was all organic and non-GMO. And I ask, and none of it's organic. None of it's not. It's all just stuff you'd buy at any grocery store without any type of certification at all. And I was shocked. I thought, wow, well, I thought this was an organic buffet. Oh, no, we don't do that. I'm like, well, why am I eating it? I don't eat this stuff anywhere else. Why am I don't go to McDonald's. I don't go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Why am I here? So that was interesting. That was an interesting revelation. And when I found that out, I never ate there again as far as on their buffet. So what do you think about all the sauce?
Well, you're absolutely right. I had the same issue happen a while back ago when I went there with some friends when we were out of town. And, yeah, I forgot how expensive it was. You're absolutely right. I mean, the prices for a plate, for a small plate, it'll be $15, $20. And you're right, it still hasn't changed. You go and you ask them, and they usually now they'll have maybe out of 25, 30 dishes on the buffet thing, they may have two or three that'll have a non-GMO or maybe an organic sign, and that's it. And so what they do is, though, they put those dishes towards the front where you get a lot of the food and when you first see a lot of the different food that you want to get. I noticed that. So what it does is it automatically makes you assume you see an organic sign and you see a GMO sign. You go, okay, well, I see this one here, I see one here. It must be majority organic, non-GMO. That's absolutely right. 95% of the food they have in the food buffet is not organic or non-GMO at all. Now, they do carry some products on their shelves that are certified non-GMO organic, but the thing about those, it's not all that either. They have a lot of stuff there that's been compromised. So you got to watch out for them with a lot of stuff. It's definitely not what you think it is. That, and like Dad said, that's why they've contributed so much money with Monsanto and trying to make sure that GMO food isn't labeled, isn't forcibly labeled. They don't want all that stuff, because if they actually had to do that at their buffet and put out placards beside each dish, this food right here contains GMO ingredients, they would literally probably lose 30-40% of their business overnight once people visually saw that while they were trying to eat their food, because that makes a very, very strong statement when you see that terminology, that broad statement used on something, and it goes, this food contains GMO ingredients. Everybody goes, whoa, I don't know much about GMOs, but it's so bad they're having to list it. That must be horrible. I definitely don't want to eat this stuff. That's why they push millions upon millions upon millions of dollars lobbying to not allow GMO foods to be labeled. This is why they know as soon as that has to be done, that all this GMO food, this whole thing they've been doing with glyphosate and all the chemicals and pesticides they've been spraying on all these different foods and these herbicides, it's all going to come to light, because it's going to eventually start waking up the population. Even the population that doesn't even care that much about health is going to start seeing those placards and go, maybe I should Google that real quick. This sounds interesting. What is it? This is new. I want to know what GMO foods are. And then they're going to see the plethora of tens of thousands of millions of emails online that are all basically combating GMO foods and giving out research studies and all types of different articles like we have on our website at healthmasters.com going into detail on the toxic effects of glyphosate and GMO foods. So you're absolutely right about that, Dad. And this is one of those things that I've been so adamant about, but it's very, very difficult to fight these corporations when they literally will funnel $20, $30, $40 million at a time to fight an effort, and that's just what we're seeing now. Also, too, the whole thing we heard about, and we'll see. Now, granted, this is just a Republican congressman that basically has started writing this bill. Remember, I talked to you guys last week and actually a couple weeks ago about how Donald Trump has already said he wants to do a nationwide concealed carry permit law that basically allows you to have, you know, it's reciprocal between any state, regardless of what state you're from, with carrying a legal weapon concealed with a CWP permit. The issue now is this is going to be all smoke and mirrors if these people actually just do this law. A Republican congressman has basically just pushed this bill to try and push it through in Congress after Donald Trump is sworn into president. It's called the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. Sounds great. So I wanted to look into it now. The bill basically would allow a person with a concealed carry license from one state to carry a concealed handgun into another state that permits its residents to concealed carry legally, as long as the person is not banned from possessing or transporting a firearm under federal law, and also, too, the person must follow the restrictions of the state. So if the state doesn't allow concealed carry permit and doesn't allow you to carry firearms and it doesn't allow you to possess handguns and doesn't allow you to possess magazines over 10 rounds, it's still illegal. So it's literally a complete and total sham. It will do absolutely nothing except a few key states will make it more reciprocal, which we've never had hardly any issues whatsoever, because most of the time, if you do get an issue, most law enforcement is pretty cool. If they run your concealed weapon permit and they see you're from another state and they check it, they're usually okay with it. So I thought this was going to be mandating that all states have to accept every state's concealed weapon permit, regardless of the blithering, idiot, Second Amendment-defiant laws that they put in place to disarm their state populace, like California and a lot of the states up in the Northeast. No, that has nothing to do with it. All the state laws are completely the exact same way. It would just allow states that already allow CWP permits to basically be reciprocal with other states that have CWP permits, which is already about 60 to 70% of the states already. So I really hope this is not what they're planning on putting through, because this is literally, like I said, just smoke and mirrors to try and make it look like they're doing something for the Second Amendment, and that's not at all what this guy wants to do. So I really hope Donald is going to do something much, much, much more proficient than that, Ed.
Well, again, this is the Democratic-controlled mess there with Obama trying to push something through to try to stop Trump from doing what he wants to do. That's all this is.
Yeah.
This is last-minute legislation. This is lame-duck legislation. I don't think it'll ever go through, because it doesn't do anything. Like you said, it's exactly what it's all. It's what we've already got.
Yeah.
Okay? And so it's just, you know, Trump wants to be able to walk into California with a gun and not be arrested, or walk into New York City with a gun and not be arrested.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that. If you have a concealed weapons and permit in Florida like I do, and your mom does, and your grandmother does, and you do, and Lana does, and everybody has one that I know pretty much, if you want to take it across state lines, you shouldn't have to worry about getting arrested because you have it concealed. I mean, in New York, you can't even have it in your suitcase. Remember a couple months ago, or last year it was, the man went up to that football player and he had it with him in a suitcase in his hotel, and he took it down in a briefcase and took it to the police precinct and said, here, you need to keep this for me. I didn't realize I couldn't have this in the city. Just trying to be right. Immediately arrested on the spot. On the spot arrested, turning the gun in. You're under arrest having this gun. And he's like, I'm trying to give it to you. So apparently he flew in on a private plane, which a lot of the NFL athletes do, and ended up basically in a situation where he was just arrested. Now, I think later on that was settled with him and dropped, et cetera. But the point is, guys, it shouldn't be that way. You should have to walk in fear if you drive your motorhome into New York City, which you shouldn't anyhow. There's not enough room to move the facility motorhome up there. But if you did that, you shouldn't be all, oh, my gosh, I've got a gun in here, I could be arrested for this. It shouldn't be like that. And that's what Trump's trying to say. By the way, hair color warning. There's a clear link between hair coloring chemicals and cancer. A surprising 75% of people in the U.S., Japan, and Europe color their hair on a regular basis. See if I can figure this is an article by Schmidt. Gray hair can make people look prematurely old, and hair color is obviously used to preserve that more youthful appearance. And in some cases, people just want a change from their natural hair color, and dyeing it can help them to make a, quote, fashion statement. In truth, hair coloring is actually an ancient practice. However, in the past, people used natural substances such as henna and other pigments found in plants, soil, and clay. Today, most of the hair-bought color options are made of harsh, toxic chemicals that can pose a serious health risk when used regularly over time. I know people that have had their hair highlighted, Austin, that had holes burned in their scalps from this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
The danger of hair color aren't highly publicized. Some of the risks and side effects of the chemicals found in hair dyes include cancers of the kidney, bladder, and breast, as well as blood-based cancers like leukemia and lymphoma. But don't expect your salon to post any warning signs in the near future for obvious reasons. The official word on hair color products that contain harsh chemicals is far from cautionary. However, one of the common chemicals used, called p-phenylendiamine, PPD, is documented as causing side effects like asthma, gastritis, severe dermatitis, eye irritation, vertigo, tremors, convulsion, kidney failure, and coma to those who are exposed to it. Some hair color products contain thousands of chemical compounds. However, PPD isn't the only risk. Some hair color products contain as many as 5,000 chemicals, including substances like lead acetate and ammonia. The chemicals in hair color products also interact with the substances in human hair to produce harmful effects. Guys, a lot of the formulas that men use for gray hair contain lead acetate because it's phototropic and it makes the hair look a different color. It's lead they're putting in their hair, and that gets absorbed through the skin. Hair colors come in temporary, semi-permanent, and permanent solutions. However, 80% of the market is comprised of permanent colors, which contains agents like couplers, and intermediaries that react with the hydrogen peroxide. While the worst hair color product ingredients were banned in the 70s, many products still contain poisonous and dangerous substances. Research confirms that health hazards of hair color products also included were multiple myeloma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Guys, if you're in this whole thing with trying to get your hair a different color, here's what you can do. If you're getting gray hair, increase your zinc. People are always asking me, Ted, you're 61 years old, you've only got a few gray hairs. I use zinc. Between 80 and 100 milligrams every single day. Plus, it's incredible for your prostate, and it's also incredible for your libido. It really does. It'll keep you sexually active into your 60s, 70s, and 80s as long as you continue getting zinc, because it's the principal component of sperm. So you've got to make sure that zinc is in your diet along with vitamin E if you're concerned about that. Also, B vitamins are critical for hair color. I can't tell you how many people that I know, they'll get on a good selenium product like our liver support, get on a good product like the B vitamins that we have, the methylated B vitamins, and get on our zinc. And they call me up and they go, guys, I used to have gray hair. It's going away. It's going back to its natural color. That's what I do. That's what I use. Now, do I have some gray hair? Yes. I'm 61 years old. Okay, guys, I have some gray hair. I'm in my 60s. Leave me alone. Thank you. But I'm telling you, that's what I've done my entire life. Now, when you see me on video or whatever, you don't notice it because I only have a few gray strands here and there. But guys, it's easy to keep gray hair off your head if you take the right supplements and the right nutrients. I've known people that have had almost white hair and got on a good supplement protocol and started eating clean, and their hair returned back to its natural color without having to dye it and put all these harsh chemicals on their skin and breathe these things. And ladies, why I'm picking on this right now, one more thing. Watch out for those nails, those artificial nails, and all the glue and these unbelievably poisonous substances they put on your nails to glue the other ones down, and the fact that you're in those places breathing that stuff. I used to go to different hair salons when I was younger, whatever, because it'd be convenient because Sharon was getting her hair cut, and I would be telling her to cut my hair. I finally told her, I said, Sharon, I can't go with you to these salons because I can't breathe that fingernail mess. So I just go to a barbershop now, which is what I would have done to start with if I had known about this barbershop. So guys, listen to me. Stay away from nail salons. Ladies, stay away from nail salons. If you get sufficient quantities of silica and B vitamins and iron in your diet, you'll have strong, healthy nails, and you won't need to put false nails on your fingers and glue them and breathe those unbelievable toxins. Because remember, when you breathe those poisons and you smell them, they're going into your lungs. When they go into your lungs, they're going into your blood. I'm going to repeat that. The lungs are what are used by the body to allow oxygen to go into the tissue, but it also absorbs other poisons and chemicals that you smell. If you could smell it, it's going in your blood. It's that simple. That's why if you get in a garage with a car running or with a gasoline engine running or whatever, and you can get carbon monoxide so quickly into your blood because it has 60 times the affinity to hemoglobin that oxygen does, 60 times. And when you get really, really saturated with carbon monoxide, sometimes even if they put you on straight oxygen and you're not dead yet, you still die because you can't get enough oxygen to your brain. It's very important that you avoid harsh-smelling chemicals. Even guys, if you're outside working and you're gluing PVC pipes together, don't get down in the ditch to glue the PVC pipe together. Try to make all your fittings, all the glues, joints outside of the ditch, up in the air where you can get adequate ventilation. Really important you don't stick your head down in a ditch with a bunch of PVC pipe glue, because it's incredibly toxic to the brain. That's why it's toxic to the brain, because it gets into the blood, and a lot of these things can actually be absorbed directly through the oil faction and get directly into the brain, like the aluminum does from the chemtrails. So that was just a little bit of information from Ted today on health and nutrition. What's your next story, Oz?
Well, that was definitely excellent. This one's kind of a humorous one, but it's not really humorous in a ha-ha funny way. It just kind of shows you the level of immaturity in the millennials, essentially, this age group that I've talked about numerous times that I don't relate with at all, but they still are in my age group. It's just that if they don't get their way, they literally pitch violent fits over nothing. This happened actually almost 3 weeks ago, and nobody reported on the mainstream news. Of course, you never heard about anything on the mainstream news with Hillary supporters doing anything to Trump supporters. All they wanted to do was blame everything on Trump supporters, who essentially didn't do anything. This was a 27-year-old white male, Matthew Pug. He basically got in an argument at his apartment lobby with another lady. She was a 69-year-old woman. He got so mad at her because apparently they got into an argument about Trump. She was a Trump supporter. He was a blatant Hillary supporter. She basically made a comment about Trump winning, and thank goodness that Hillary didn't win. He became so irate that he picked up a lobby chair and cracked her over the head with it, busted her head up. She was bleeding all over the place. Cops basically put out a warrant for him, ended up charging him with attempted homicide, aggravated assault, simple assault, and reckless endangerment, and picked him up. Now he's in jail on a $50,000 bond. She went to the hospital for her injuries. But it just shows you guys how this young generation, they have no idea how to use logic. They have no idea how to use deductive reasoning. They always got a trophy for participation, as Dad always says. As soon as they didn't get their way and they didn't win because the butcher of Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, didn't make it into the White House, and somebody else basically says, well, thank goodness Trump got in and we didn't get Hillary, he becomes irate and hits her over the head with a chair because they think that's normal behavior. This is okay to act this way. It's justified. It's the same thing I went into detail last week with this generation. The only rule they know, the only code they live by, is lawlessness. They really think there are no ramifications. There are no consequences for anything they do. And quite frankly, it's because it's gotten like this. They never were spanked when they were younger. They never went on restriction when they were younger. They never had any type of discipline. In the school system now, literally, they can't do anything to you. But then if you say something about God, or if you pray, or if you chew a Pop-Tart into a shape of a pistol, they immediately want to expel you and take you to the principal's office. But if you run your mouth and start blabbing at the top of your lungs and argue with the, you know, the teachers and everything else, they can't do anything about it. And so, like Dad said, we have this weird pendulum that's swung the completely opposite direction now, where everything good is bad and everything bad is good. And that's why it's so important, guys. I'm going to say this again. If you have grandkids, if you have kids, you have to become part of their life and start showing them what is the right Christian, patriotic direction they need to pursue and the direction they need to take their lives. And you have to lead by example. You can't allow your kids to be raised by the social media and the TV media and the radio and the unbelievably satanic music industry now. You can't allow this to keep happening, because this right here, this generation that I'm in, this generation that's coming up, has been completely raised on the music and MTV and the mainstream media, completely raised on it. And now the generation even further coming under me now, that are in their single digits and early teens now, are an absolute nightmare to be around. I mean, they have no manners. They're completely unethical. They have no morals. They have no spirituality. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, guys, please, if you have family, if you have friends, do the best you can to spend some time with them. Take them aside. If you have a friend that has a child, especially in this Christmas time right now, they're not spending time with them. They're not being parent figures like they need to be. And I'm not picking on anybody, guys, but I'm saying, as a community, we have to start coming together and supporting one another. If we see something happening, you don't necessarily need to put somebody down, but make it known. At least make it known cordially and say, hey, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to help you with this? Hey, I'd be more than happy to do this. Just stuff like that can make a huge impact and a huge difference in a lot of these kids' lives right now, because they are just, it's an onslaught with the music and the media that is being, and the porn too. Everything is being barraged on them all at one time, and they have no positive outlets anymore. Nobody's going to church. Nobody's reading the Bible. There is nothing on TV anymore that's even remotely Christian whatsoever. All these things are accumulating to a giant, just, generation that's going to be worthless, absolutely worthless, guys. So please do the best you can to help support one another in your neighborhoods, in your churches, in your schools. Go out of your way to help people and be the best example you can be, especially this younger generation, because they need it more than anything right now, especially if we want America to survive another century, which is going to be a challenge.
Well, very well said. Remember, Lucifer was the minister of from a lot of theologians. As far as in the Bible, as far as what they believe. Now, what's interesting about that is the entire universe is in a harmonic resonance. Now, I'm going to explain to you what that means. I remember when I was in band back in high school, you know, you'd have one person who could have ask them to play a B flat, and then everybody would tune themselves in with this person's B flat, so their whole band would be in resonance together. Otherwise, you'd have opposing sound waves would make noises like wah 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 when you had the music going. So you had to be in resonance, in harmony with one another. The entire universe is in a harmonic resonance. It's like all a giant sound wave with different frequencies that represent you and me. Now, this is some pretty heavy physics, but this is just how it works. So we're in this resonant harmonic universe, in kind of a holographic universe, on a planet that's controlled by radio and sound waves, which we're part of because we're a frequency. And what ends up happening is, if they can get the wrong frequency into you, if they can get a music frequency into you that will cause disharmony in you, they can change you and make you completely different in your personality by changing the way your body chemistry works. It was interesting, the Royal Rife, a cancer researcher back in the 30s, who they drove insane because he had discovered a cure for cancer, found he had a special microscope and he could determine what type of cancer people had, and he would put a certain sound wave through that cancer that was the anti-wave of the cancer resonance frequency, and would cause that cell to basically die inside of the body, causing no damage whatsoever to the body that it was in, except for the destruction of the cancer cells. Yes, that technology is available. Yes, that technology is 80, 90 years old. Yes, that technology worked. But they drove him basically to the insane asylum because they basically persecuted him like that because he discovered this frequency of these different cancers. So, guys, they can do the same thing to you. They can hit you with a specific frequency causing you to have diarrhea, make you elated, make you unbelievably depressed, make you suicidally depressed. They can hit you with a certain frequency, stop the sinus atrial node pacemaker potential of your heart, causing your heart to go into arrhythmia, causing your heart to have a heart attack and die. They can do all of this stuff through frequency. They have the ability to do that. They understand what sound does. Sound just can create all kinds of crazy things by itself with the right frequencies. If you put sand on a speaker and put a black cloth across it, and you hit certain notes, the sand will actually rearrange itself into certain shapes and figures. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen, and that's just science because of what happens. So Austin's 100% right. The music has to be monitored. It has to be monitored. If it's not uplifting and edifying, don't listen to it. If it's got that hard heart rate beat, you don't need to listen to it. It's going to drain energy out of your body. Have you ever been around anyone who just pulls energy out of you? It's kind of like they're a sponge or they're an electrical cord and they plug into you and they hook up to you and they start pulling energy out of you. Because it's because they get inside of your electrical frequency. They get inside of this 10, 15 foot electrical energy field that your heart puts out, and they literally suck energy out of you. That's because you're not in sync with that person, and they're draining your power, your energy. And you think, God, Ted, this sounds crazy. It is crazy, but it's real. It's physics, okay? That's what happens when you get around people that are unbelievers or people who don't have the same attitudes if you do. I mean, I've been around people before who are Hillary supporters, and I can just feel the energy draining out of my body because these people are anti what I believe, anti how I feel, anti my energy wave, and you need to avoid them. You say sometimes you get around somebody, you go, man, I got the wrong vibe from that person. I don't like that. There's something wrong with that guy or that girl. Hey, yeah, it's because of that. I've gone out with beautiful women. I mean, just stunningly beautiful women when I was in college. And you go on, I call them the one-day wonders. You go out with them one time, and their personality was so awful that you go, wow, something's wrong with this person. And you go, I gotta go now. You know, and so it's crazy how you see that when you get younger, when you start getting older and you start growing up in your 20s, and you see it more and more and more. That's why it's very difficult to find couples to hang out with that are in the same sync as you, with the husband and the wife. A lot of times the husband's friends with the other guy, or the wife's friends with the other husband girl, but there's not a unity of the four as far as a synchronization. So guys, that's what we're supposed to have as Christians. Synchronicity of the believer. That's why the Bible says one can make the thousand flee, two can make 10,000 flee. Guys, that's how it works when you work together in unison. By the way, another article out of Breitbart. California speaker rejects national unity and says we need to fight Trump. Anthony Redden, the Speaker of the California State Assembly, used the swearing-in ceremony of the California's legislature on Monday to issue a call to arms against the federal government and President-elect Donald Trump. California should be wary of the national calls for unity and healing, Redden said, according to the text of his remarks as prepared for the delivery. Unity must be separated from complicity, and we must be defiant whenever justice, fairness, and righteousness require it. Californians do not need healing. We need a fight, he declared. Renton called the Trump administration a major existential threat on par with the Second World War. He also repeated false charges against Stephen K. Bannon, the executive chair of Breitbart News on leave, who was appointed CEO of the Trump campaign in August and has been named incoming White House chief strategist and senior counselor. White nationalists and anti-Semites, listen to this, this is what he says. White nationalists, that would be me in Austin, and anti-Semites, I have no idea who that is, have no business working in the White House, Redden said of Bannon. I compare him to Bannon as an anti-Semite. Citing a wartime speech by Winston Churchill, Redden declared that Californians would defy the federal government's efforts to enforce immigration law and would protect the state's interests. Listen to me, you idiot. You blithering idiot. Do you not understand that California is broke? It's busted. It's done. Your immigration policy has destroyed the entire state. You guys can't even support yourself anymore, and your pensions are completely underfunded. You're having to borrow billions and billions of dollars to support the illegal onslaught of the refugees and these people that you've brought into your state willingly and openly. Guys, if you want to do that and be stupid, okay. If you want to do all that, whatever. But boy, whoever this guy is, call him now. He runs right. That's what they always do. Whenever they have, they don't know what else to say. You got to be an anti-Semite. You got to be a white nationalist or an anti-Semite. Unbelievable how these people in California think. And what in the world is this guy even doing addressing anybody? Guys, I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I have. It's been a fun show for me. I hope it's been a fun show for you. I love you guys. I really do. I appreciate you. And just keep praying for us. Keep praying for our protection. And guys, thank you for the support. Thanks for getting your supplements from us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing all of these shows that we do with so many of your friends. We get so many more people listening to the show because you're sharing the phone, the messages, you know, on the telephone, and you're also sharing the iTunes link to the shows. So God bless you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and close, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, guys, if you need anything, healthmasters.com. We're always here for you. Product of the week, magnesium and malate, that has been on sale. That will be ending tonight. The new product will basically be getting voted on. It looks like so far it's COQ10 ubiquinol. Go on our website and check that out if you got any questions about it. Like I said, email us, call us, 1-800-726-1834, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.